Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, October 17th. God, I forgot how to do this.
I know. It's been so long, I feel.
I know. Your microphone's not that high, huh? Go ahead, say something.
Hi.
Okay, there you go. I forgot what it's like to be here and start a radio show.
I know.
I was totally not into it. Welcome back, everybody. We were off for about a week. I was out of town, and we'll tell you all about it. We'll talk about a lot of stuff. We don't have a guest today, so we can shoot the breeze and shoot the shit and all that kind of stuff. So, thank you, everybody. I did get a couple of emails of people asking, well, you know, we miss you and stuff like that. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, right?
Yeah,
because people, you know, some, not a lot, but the ones
look forward to it.
Yeah, the ones that are like dedicated and loyal, they listen every day.
Yeah.
You know? So that's really cool. I know when I listen to Howard Stern and he's out, I get irritated too. But now
like,
he's
how do people ever manage?
I know, right?
But it is weird to have a radio show and just be like, all right, see you in a week.
Right. It's pretty weird, right?
Don't forget about me.
Yeah. Well, we both look the same. We haven't really changed, which is good, right?
Still looking tired.
Yeah, right? Well, not me. I'm rested, man.
Yeah.
I'm totally fucking decompressed.
Well, let's talk about your trip.
Well, we will, but it's going to be long, so let's talk about you first.
Okay.
What happened on your week?
Mm.
Yeah, did you fall in love? You get married? What?
I'm still hanging out with the same guy, so that's
Wow.
We went on another date yesterday.
Yeah,
to Malibu Wine Safaris. That was my first time going.
Malibu Wine Safari.
Yeah, so like they have animals there, and like you do wine tasting. And
wow, I never heard of it.
Yeah,
and I've lived here a long time.
It's like an hour away.
Yeah,
yeah, but the car rides weren't awkward, and it was a good time. Like. But
but what? You can't discuss it. Well, did you guys do wild things in the?
No, I mean we always have sex for sure.
Right.
But we didn't do anything wild on the safari. It's impossible.
Oh, okay, that's what I meant.
Yeah, no. God, I wish. No.
Yeah, right.
It's like too like family orientated.
Yeah,
that's not even the right word. But
no, oriented.
Yeah,
orientated. A lot of people make that mistake. Family oriented. Okay.
So Friday night. I hung out with my friend Camilla that I hadn't seen in forever, and we got wasted. Like, we were just, like, 10 tequilas deep. So I was like, hey, can I come sleep at your house? And he was like, yeah. So he lives in one of those apartment buildings that has a concierge at the end of it.
Right.
So when I walk in, the concierge wasn't there. And I was like, oh, God. So I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm here. He's like, come up. I'm like, no one's at the front desk. So I hear this voice behind me. It was like, did you get your ass done? And I turn around. Whoa. It's the first guy I dated, the Middle Eastern dude.
Oh, wow.
And I go, this is not fucking happening.
Wow.
So I look at him, I go, what's up? And he was like, what the fuck are you doing in this building? And I was like, I kind of see somebody in this building. He goes, who? I go, that's none of your business. I have not seen you in a year.
Wow, what the fuck?
So he goes, I know everyone in this building. And I go, good for you. So then he goes, does he happen to have a neck tattoo? And I was like, what the fuck?
Wow, so he figured it out.
Yeah, so he's like ferociously texting someone. Meanwhile, he's calling me a whore. He's calling me every name in the book. He's talking shit about my outfit. He's like, can you go fetch me a water from the fridge? Like I'm a peasant. I'm like, yo, this dude needs his ass beat.
Wait, which one does
this
that?
This is my ex that's in the lobby.
Oh, that's the ex. Okay.
Yeah, my other dude is not responding to my texts or my calls at this point.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, great.
Really? Did he talk to him?
So I didn't know they knew each other. So they were like, he's like, so do you want to go to my room and do blow and have sex? Mind you, this is my ex. I'm like, I'm here to see someone. I'm not interested in you. I have not seen you in a year. He goes, yeah, but you've missed me for a year.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, no, I have not. So then all of a sudden he comes downstairs and they all dap each other up. They know each other. I'm like, this is a fucking nightmare.
Right.
This is a nightmare.
It is.
So they go outside to like smoke a J and like catch up. And I'm looking at him and I go, can we please go upstairs? I'm uncomfortable.
Right.
And he's like, I don't know if I want you to come upstairs now.
Why?
They were texting him mad shit about
really?
Me. Like, run for the hills. Like, as soon as he came down, he goes, my ex goes, I have fucked a lot of girls in LA, but the craziest bitch I ever fucked is this one right here.
That's what he told him?
Mm-hmm. Right
How
in front
you
of
know?
Me. Right in front of me. I was standing right there.
Yeah.
And I was like, this is a nightmare.
Wow.
Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? If this guy doesn't come back.
No, this was on Friday.
Right. So you've seen him since
then. Yeah, but he didn't talk to me. I ended up sleeping there. We had a good time. Like, we didn't argue about it. But, like, in the morning when I woke up, he was, like, popping jokes about it still. So I knew he was still bothered. Mm. But I'm like, you can't be upset about my past. That happened way before I even knew you.
Right.
And I was like, and you shouldn't associate with people like that. Like, that dude's a piece of shit.
Besides, you know, he should be able to decide for himself if you're a good woman or not.
Right. Exactly.
Not based on what somebody else said. If he's already been seeing you for more than a week.
Yeah.
And knowing you pretty well, yeah, I think so he got to know you.
3 weeks. We've been hanging out for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
But the thing is, my thing is like, you're a grown ass man. I go, for another dude to text you how crazy a bitch is means that he just doesn't want me in your apartment.
Right.
I go,
exactly.
That dude just asked me to fuck downstairs in the lobby.
Wow.
It's because he's upset.
Did you tell him that?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm very honest. Yeah. So he said a joke in the morning. So Saturday I went home, didn't talk to him for the rest of the day. Sunday didn't talk to him. Monday I was like, hey, are we still going on Tuesday? Or like, so we ended up going and it was a great day. And like, we went to the Malibu Farms, went back to his house, had sex. And then he took me to the Beverly Hills Hotel and took me to like a nice dinner at the Polo
Lounge.
Nice.
Okay. So the bottom line is that he didn't listen to what they said.
Mm-mm.
Good.
No. Okay, he had a little bit of an attitude when I first got with him yesterday.
Yeah, I'm sure. Because, you know, he's probably like, why didn't you tell me? Why
right.
this? Why that?
But I didn't know they knew each other.
Right.
But he was like, I just hung out with him last night. I go, why are you hanging out with people like that? But I get it's like his business. Like, he's in the weed shit. Like, you got to do. But while we're at dinner, we're having like a heart to heart. Right, we're like four bottles of wine deep at this point from the winery to dinner, and he tells me he's still in love with his ex.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck, man?
So
where
I was like, oh god,
guys? You have such drama in your life.
Yeah. So I was
it's
like,
unbelievable.
And I appreciate the honesty, but at this point, then he tried to like backtrack because I was like, you know, hanging out with someone like me and taking me to dinner and having sex with me is never going to fill the void that you were trying to fill. If that's the case.
Yeah.
I go, you need to figure your shit out. Like, I'm a pretty laid back chick. Like, I'm not in love right now. So it's easy for me to just be like, figure your shit out. So then he was like, well, I'm not really I'm still in love with her. I just miss her sometimes. I go, we can't backtrack. You already said it. You already said it. So in the car ride home, he could tell that I was a little off. And it was not that I was off. We had a great day.
Right.
From beginning to end, awesome day. Probably like one of the best days I've had in like a couple of weeks. But you also just told me you're in love with your ex-girlfriend still. So he's like, are you upset because you like me? I go, of course I like you. We've been hanging out for 3 weeks. He goes, well, I like you too. But how do you like me but you're in love with your ex?
Right. What the fuck, man?
So I'm confused.
Yeah. Well, it seems like guys are trying to do this, have more than one woman at a time. You know? I mean, what the hell is that?
Yeah. Like, and he made a comment like, I could call my ex right now. Like, even if she's married, like, that's mine. And I was like, nah, this ain't going to work.
No, it's not.
No. Mm-mm. It's like, how would you feel if some dude was saying that about me?
Yeah. So just, you know what? Just kind of let it go. Don't fall hard for him.
Yeah.
Because
I think the best thing is distance.
Because it might not last.
Mm-hmm.
It might not last.
But it also could.
I mean, I'm not saying that he would leave, but you would leave because you would say, fuck this. You know, either me or her. What is this? Why are you even spending time with me if you're in love with her?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I said. And then he was like, oh, I go, so why did you guys break up?
Uh-huh.
And he like wouldn't tell me.
Really?
And then he was like, I've never like been single in a city like LA. I go, you could fuck a bad bitch every single night of the week, but when you roll over and you look at her, like, you're going to feel nothing.
Right.
Like, nothing. Nothing is better than waking up or going to sleep next to someone who actually gives a fuck.
Right.
I go, you're about to be 36 years old. Get it the fuck together.
Tell me something. Did you say that she's married?
No, he said if she was married.
Oh, if she was married.
He could still.
Oh, he could still get her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. I guess I heard what I wanted to hear.
Yeah.
That would have been more interesting.
Yeah, right? I mean, she could be, though. Like, what the fuck? He would not tell me anything because I was like, tell me about her. He's like, no. I was like, all right. At least I got something out of you. Anything.
So are they both Middle Eastern?
My exes or this new guy?
No, the ex and the new guy.
The new guy's white.
Oh, the new guy's
white.
Yeah, okay.
He's Italian.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Italian and Irish.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Cool.
No, no more Middle Easterns for me.
Very nice. Well, you know, you seem to be, I noticed, I haven't really looked on social media at all, but you seem pretty happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you put some positive posts or something?
Yeah. I mean, I will say he does make me happy.
Yeah.
But it's like, I don't want to, like the hockey player that I dated back in Boston, like same kind of thing, like made me super happy, thought like this is the dude I'm gonna marry, and he was still in love with his ex.
Wow.
And he drop kicked me and got back with her. They didn't work out. Oh, karma's a bitch.
So there you go, you get a replay.
Yeah.
Oh my god, you're probably gonna get this replay as many times in your life until you learn how to deal with it in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, this is probably a lesson in your life.
But I don't understand how I keep going for like emotionally unavailable men.
Yeah, like the bad boys kind of thing, right?
Like, what the fuck? Why can't I just find a guy that has no ties to his ex?
Maybe that's not what you're projecting, though. You know what I'm saying? So maybe you're not attracting these kind of guys. So I don't know.
I don't know
what to say.
Yeah. So that's all that's been going on in my life.
Yeah, but that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I finished my book completely.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
So when is it due now?
I have no idea what to do now. Like, not a fucking clue.
How many pages do you have there?
I don't know. I just have, like, I wrote it by chapter. Like, some chapters are, like, 1,800 words. Other chapters are, like, 4,000.
Mm.
So it all depends, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to reading it, if nothing else.
Right, thanks.
But you've got a couple of book contacts that you have already,
mm-hmm.
people that can help you,
mm-hmm.
and you need to do something with it.
Yeah.
Don't just sit.
No. I want it out before Valentine's Day, because a lot of people will be single and depressed.
So make the calls.
Yeah.
Okay, if you need contact information, again, I'll give it to you. But
sounds good.
I mean, if I were to write a book, I'd use these connections, you know?
Right.
Why not?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about you now.
Okay.
Enough about me and my drama.
All right.
How was your trip?
Well, no, I love your drama.
I know.
Cool.
It's fun.
It's like a soap opera.
I'm like exhausted though. Like I need a day break.
Yeah. Huh?
Like I just don't want to do anything that has to do with putting on makeup today.
Well, but you've had a week off.
I know, but I felt like I was doing something like every day.
Really?
Which is weird, yeah. Because I've been like laid back. Gabby's coming.
Ah, when?
Yeah, first week of November.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. I'll have her on the show.
Yeah, how long is she coming for?
Like 4 days.
Is she bringing the boy with her?
Mm-mm.
No, just her?
Yeah, she wants to party.
Yeah.
She like needs a break. Like she needs like a mommy break.
Good, and you're the best one.
My
to do
dad texted me.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to fall on the floor now.
He sent me a random text on like Sunday morning and was like, "Hey, I hope everything is good with you. Whenever you want to come home, I'll buy your ticket."
Wow.
And all I responded was, "Hey, Dad, everything's okay, I guess. I haven't talked to you in 3 months."
Yeah.
And then he never said another word.
Wow.
So he obviously misses me.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, shit. You know, I miss my kids like crazy. I was thinking how traumatic this whole thing
is. Well, imagine if you move, you're going to miss them even more.
No, it has nothing to do with it. I mean, I'm already resolved to the fact I'm not going to see them probably for years.
Okay, that's impossible, Sam.
Well, I'm telling you, because they're shit. They okay, let me give you an example. My son, okay, he wanted to move in with me.
Right.
Right? Because mm-hmm. he had a place for his cat. He could get away from living with his mom and all that stuff. Okay. So the decision was in 3 months, he's going to find a job. He's going to move out. Blah, blah, blah.
I said,
at first, I told him, I don't want a cat here. I don't want this. I don't want that.
Right.
Now, imagine if I told him, no, you absolutely can't move in with me.
Mm-hmm.
He would probably stop talking with me, right?
Right.
Okay. So I let him stay 4 months. It turned out sour, and I asked him to leave.
Right.
So he still is mad at me. So he put me in a position where I couldn't have won no matter what I did.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So how many years is it going to take for him to figure it out so he can say, well, I was wrong. I should apologize to my dad. And we're not even talking about all the shit that he said to me.
Yeah.
That was unbelievable.
Yeah, those were vile.
You know? Profane shit.
Right.
So, but I would, you see, despite all this, I would write to them and I say, I miss you and stuff, you know.
Right.
But, I mean, because with my daughter, I didn't really have a confrontation, but it did change after I told her I can't pay for your phone anymore.
Right.
So with both of them, it's over money.
Mm-hmm.
And it just shows you how they've always seen me just like as a fucking ATM machine. And that's a sad fucking commentary,
yeah.
You know. So for all of you who are thinking divorce is common and it's okay, fuck it, man. Divorce breaks families, it breaks down the spirit, and one parent gets to influence the other kids.
Right.
I mean, the kids against the other parent. So whatever. But so maybe I'm getting away from that too. But
you
so
shouldn't
the story
go years
is,
though.
Well,
anything,
I don't know what
anything
I'm
could happen
do.
In years.
Yeah, no, I know. But
like
I
literally, one
gonna.
Of you could be like in a drastic car accident.
I mean, I could. Yeah, I could write to them today, but they're not going to answer probably, or just say something nasty.
Right.
My daughter will just say, "Oh, I'm busy." That's pretty much where we're at.
Oh my God, I cried when my dad texted me. He don't know that though.
See, you have a great relationship with your dad.
Yeah.
But
even if we don't talk
him,
for
though.
3 months, yeah.
Yeah, and you grew up with him. Right. That's the problem. Is they grew up with me, but not. Every day,
right?
And then, you know, most of the time they were with their mom, so that's what.
Yeah, that's very different. Very different,
and that's why I blame her also for the way they turned out. You know, for being so like money, like using people, at least using me. And to be quite frank with you,
does your daughter work?
Yeah, she works now, but and she goes to school too, for the millionth fucking time. But my son, I think, found a job, maybe moved out because he wrote something on Facebook. But it was kind of like, he doesn't write a lot of Facebook, so right. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Right.
But I can tell you one thing, and that is I don't think my kids are nice people.
Oh, damn.
I don't think they're nice people, not just to me, but I think to everyone.
Oh, shit.
I really think that, you know?
Yeah.
And...
well, that's gonna make you feel sad. Inside.
It really does because yeah. I'm thinking if I raised them, they wouldn't have turned out like this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, for you to be able to do this to your father, you know, is, I mean, where's your morals?
Right.
Where's your values?
Because if he's talking to you like that, can you imagine if he gets into like a relationship and he fights with her? What the fuck
right.
he's gonna say to?
That's well, that's the thing. He was talking to me the way he talks to people.
Yeah, that's
to
crazy.
People that he's mad about.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Right?
Yeah, because his texts to you were like,
and
some
he probably
other
never
shit.
Tells his friends the shit that he told me.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, but anyway, let's get to happy things.
Yeah, happy things.
Yeah. So for those of you who wondered where we've been for a week, I went to Oregon again, and people are probably saying, "But wait a minute, you just went last month." Well, yeah, I did, and I fell in love with it.
Yeah, I knew you.
So
would.
I picked a place that I might want to move to.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, I only was in that place for less than 24 hours. The first time,
mm-hmm.
so I didn't remember much from it. I just remembered it's on the coast, it's mm-hmm. beautiful, it's small, and I thought, okay, I'm going to make the move, but first I should go first and be there a few days and see what it's like.
Right.
And see the weather and everything mm-hmm. too, right? Because mm-hmm. it does rain there. So I get there, a whole fucking week of sunshine, just like this, not a cloud in the sky. So I'm not complaining. I mean, it was the best possible time.
Right.
But I didn't get to see what it's like when it rains. Now,
so it was raining when you got there?
No, so it wasn't raining. Okay. It was just like this
mm.
the whole time. And my trip a month ago was the same thing. So 2 weeks in Oregon, I did not see a single raindrop. And yet, if I move there, that's all I'm going to see for 6 months.
That's crazy.
That's what they say.
Yeah.
So.
I would not want rain for 6 months.
Yeah, I know. But, okay, so let's say it doesn't rain every day, but they're saying, but the sky's cloudy.
Ooh.
Yeah, so you don't get sun for a long time.
Don't you feel like you'll get depressed?
I think so.
Yeah, like when I, like when it's cloudy out.
I miss rain, but I don't know how much I miss it.
Yeah.
You know? But let me tell you, okay, so that's the only bad thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
Or not even bad, it's the uncertain thing about mm-hmm. it that I don't know if I'll be able to handle it. But
yeah.
I figure, look, if I move there and I'm there 2-3 months
mm-hmm.
and I can't handle it, fuck it, you know? Because I'm not moving all my shit. Although I don't have that much shit to move, but because I'm not hauling fucking furniture and shit halfway across the country
yeah.
when I don't have to. You
right.
know? So what else do you have to take with you? Nothing. Just clothes, you know, computers.
The necessary stuff.
Yeah, TV, stuff like that, right? So, but yet, some places there are, you can rent and they're furnished, so you don't really have to take even the TV, nothing.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
So I'm thinking what the thing to do is to go there for a couple months, 3 months, rent a place, see if I like it, and if I do, stay. If I don't, either come back or
I think you should do
find
that.
Another place.
I wouldn't sign like a year lease or
yeah,
anything.
I'm not. So I got to tell you this, okay? So I look up on Zillow for rentals, and there's not a lot. And so then there's one that says by the lake. And I said, nah, what can, you know, I mean, how cool can it be? But in one picture, they showed a little bit of the lake. So now I'm talking about Lincoln City. It's probably halfway in the coast of Oregon, you know. So if you go north or south, it's probably about the same distance. And 8,000 people, so it's pretty small. I mean, consider
that's super small.
We have 4 million here.
Right.
So 8,000 people.
Hey, maybe you'll find your soulmate then because the town is so small. Seriously.
How is that possible? I mean, like if it just means I have a smaller selection to choose from.
Yeah, but then that means that you'll have like in LA, it's hard because there's so many people.
Yeah, but it's more selection, right?
Yeah, not really, yeah. No.
I mean, look, I looked at some dating stuff.
Why? You were like, no?
No.
God, you have to move somewhere where there's potential, though.
I know,
like, what
I know,
the fuck
but
is the
you
point
know what?
Then?
But that's the thing. Is
you
that
can't go somewhere and be completely by yourself all the time.
No,
Sam.
No, I'm not going to. I plan on making friends, female and male.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was going there. I was talking to everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody.
Did you get,
I
like,
met,
numbers, contacts?
No, no. But listen, I was talking to, like, I went to the dispensary, spent half an hour there till the guy had to tell me, well, you know, I have some business to talk to this guy about. So I'm like, okay, I'm getting the fuck out. You know, but we had fun. And then I went, found a spot by the lake where I could smoke a joint and there was really nobody there.
Mm-hmm.
So I pulled up there yesterday or the day before, and this old man pulls up in his pickup truck, comes out, lights up a cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the side of his mouth is all brown.
What do you mean? I'm so confused.
Okay, the
like
corner,
it looks like
the
shit.
Corner of his mouth. No, it's all brown, like almost like chocolate, but you know it's from the nicotine.
Oh my God.
Not the nicotine, but the smoke, you know, the tar in the smoke from the cigarettes. He was smoking a cigarette. This guy could barely walk. He looked so frail. But I had a conversation with him. It was amazing, you know.
Did you ask him like what his deal was?
No, not really. He told me. He says, yeah, I need to really quit. I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little too late for you, champ.
No, exactly.
Might as well just keep going at this point.
Yeah, so he just comes and he walks with his cane in the parking lot there, and he loves it. He says, yeah, it's my spot here. I said, well, it's my spot now, too. So, but it's amazing. So I found a few houses, so I went to this one by the lake. Danny, I'm telling you, this fucking thing is, when I say on the lake, it's on the fucking lake. You walk outside your backyard, you walk 10 steps, and you have a boat slip, you know, where you connect the boats, like the,
right,
wood thing.
Right, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, the plank thing.
Mm-hmm.
And the lake is right there.
Wouldn't you be a little nervous about that, though, if it rains all the time?
Why? Because I'm near the lake? Mm-hmm. Well, nothing happens to the lake. You know, I mean, I don't think it rises really.
Oh, yeah, until Portland gets like a weird hurricane, then you're fucked.
Well, there's no hurricanes there.
Not yet.
No.
Not till you move there. And then you're going to get the first one ever.
Probably not. You know, it seems like everywhere I go, the sun comes out. Because, look, when I left here, it rained here in
LA.
Why
don't you move to like Hawaii?
Nah. But listen, okay, listen, let's go back to this, though. But I'm not worried about
but
that.
But did you love
if
it?
If something would have happened, it would have happened already.
Right, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But I did
not
ask
really,
him about
sure.
the rain and stuff. I mean, it is downhill and everything. But listen, you go around and you go, listen, I either live here by the beach, like with an ocean view, which you can do very inexpensively compared to prices here, or I can go by the lake.
Okay.
But I'm not just going to get a box house just in the middle of the town. That doesn't make sense.
Right.
So I
fell in love
with
this house.
Especially
if you're only going for a couple of months.
Right. So, well, no. I mean, even for a long time. The thing is that I have the, so I talked to the guy and I saw the house and it's absolutely fucking amazing. I mean, it's no palace inside, you know, but it's got three bedrooms, which I don't really need. But it's, for a three bedroom, it's a small house.
Right.
But that's fine. I don't need a huge house, right? But to be able to sit out there, but then I was thinking again, well, 6 months, I can't really sit out here. But I figured, you know, there's an awning and stuff. I'll just sit there in the rain. I would love it.
Wait, it rains for 6 weeks or 6 months?
6 months.
Oh, my goodness.
No, from like November till March.
That's awful. No, thank you.
So you don't think I could make it, huh?
I think you would get really depressed.
You think?
I think you would lose your shit.
I don't think so. I think like you would.
Yeah, for like a couple of days, Sam.
Yeah.
6 months straight.
Well, maybe because I haven't seen rain in years. Maybe I'll be able to last a few months.
I think you could probably last a month.
Plus, listen, I'll be going not tomorrow, so I might have only a couple months like that.
You know? Okay, yeah, yeah, that's true.
So I don't know. But when it's beautiful like this. And but yeah, I mean, when it rains, how do you really go out and do anything?
It's just like really, it doesn't matter where you are. You could be Boston, Seattle, California. When it rains, it's like completely depressing for everyone. Like, it makes me want to feel like I don't want to do shit.
Yeah.
Like, today is just going to be... I'm going to be in bed watching movies. Dang.
Right. So that's what I figure. You know, I mean, I'm going to work at home.
Right.
Enjoy it and whatever. You
That'd be great if you were a writer and you were trying to write a book.
Well, I don't need to be a writer, you know. But listen, I don't plan on being alone there. You know, I mean, I'll meet people. I have no problem meeting people, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not worried about that. But God, there's so many things there that were like amazing to me. I went hiking here and there, and I just like, I can't remember the last time I did this since I was a kid.
Right.
I'm telling you. So it's like almost like in the middle of the town, you have this forest and with trails.
Right.
And I said, wow, this is cool. So I took a trail. There was a map at the front of all the trails and everything. And like it's like a fool, I didn't take a picture of it.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is like, yeah, I'll memorize this. I go on the fucking trail. I get lost. It's all like tall trees.
I'd freak out.
I started freaking out.
Yeah,
I
like
realized I was going
attack.
In circles. And I didn't know where the fuck I was going. I had a sense of direction, but still, the trails don't go straight. You know, they meander around the trees and shit. So I'm freaking out.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear noise. It's very quiet. And then you hear noises from behind the bushes and shit.
Mm-mm.
Sometimes of an animal moving or a bird or something.
Right.
Later, people told me we have mountain lions here and shit. You gotta be careful.
Yeah, not only that, that's like how a horror movie starts.
Right?
Getting lost in some trail by yourself.
So then a God-sent woman came by with two huge dogs that were pulling her. I don't know how she was holding them. Every time I was trying to talk to her, they were like pulling her towards me.
Yeah.
And she's like fighting them. I'm like, how do you handle this? But anyway, I told her, I said, I don't know where I am. I need to exit on that street. She says, well, just take this and go right. I said, okay. So
did it
I
work?
Did that. I keep walking. Suddenly, I run into her again.
Oh, my God.
I said, obviously, I'm going in circles here. She says, yeah, you are. So she helped me out. She helped me on the way out because she's a local, you know.
Mm.
But how the fuck, man? You know, I figured eventually I'd find a way out. But
what if you didn't see her?
Out.
Yeah. Well, did you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
You could have put in the GPS, like your hotel.
But the
and
GPS
it would like,
doesn't show it.
Yeah, you would like go right.
No, it doesn't show the trails.
I bet it would work.
No, listen, I knew the general direction, but the trails were not going in the direction I was going.
I don't know. That's scary, though.
Yeah.
They don't have like maps in the middle of
no,
it?
No, and they it's just signs that say Adler Trail, you know, Freedom Trail. I'm like, what the fuck? That doesn't tell me.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, tell me how to
I'd be completely all set.
So then I'm like, what a fool I am for not taking a picture of the map.
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
what I'm saying?
But I mean, you probably thought, like, because on most hiking trails, they have maps, like, as you're hiking.
Right.
So you probably thought, I'm going to be good.
They didn't have
Yeah.
That.
Doesn't sound like they had their shit together.
It was totally a forest, untouched, except for the trail, man. But it was fun. I loved it. I'll show you some pictures later. You'll see. It's fucking paradise.
Right.
So how can you say no, you know?
I mean, I think everything is worth a shot.
Yeah.
Like, everything is worth trying. And if it doesn't work out, oh, well. And then come back to Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's a...
There's always a ability to come back. I'm not leaving the station. Everything will stay the same. So, yeah, you know, I mean...
Exactly. YOLO. Awesome. You only live once.
Yeah, you know, and that's it. That's it. I'm only live once. And you know what I realized? I mean, I'm 58 years old, but then I'm seeing, like, I go by, like, an apartment building, and it says seniors... senior living 55 plus. I'm like, fuck, I'm not a senior. What the
well,
fuck?
Well, because it's like you're, like, a healthier...
No,
you know?
No, but... No,
55 is young. Who the fuck is in a...
I know. Who's called a senior at 55?
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
Yeah,
I feel like maybe
bullshit.
Like 70.
I think it's the 80-year-old people that are trying to feel young. And they're saying, I'm the same in the same
right.
group with a 55-year-old.
Yeah, because I'm
fuck
like...
Them.
To me, it's like senior could be like 72, 73. It's like when you start like slowly going downhill.
Right.
55, I'm like, you still young? Like, there's 55-year-old men fucking 20-year-olds. Like, come
right,
on.
You know? And look at a lot of famous people at 60. They don't look like seniors.
No, like Jessica Lange. She looks like she's, like, in her 40s. Yeah. She's, like, 60. You have no idea who that is?
No, I do. Of course
I was like, you don't know who Jessica
Mommy
Lange is?
Mommy Dearest and The Postman Rings Twice and
yeah,
all that. Yeah,
she's a great actress.
Yeah, Mommy Dearest, right?
Anytime I fight with my mom, I call her
no,
that.
No, it was the other name. No, Mommy Dearest was the other actress.
That's old school.
No, it was her.
Yeah. My mom, I watched that with my mom like when I was a
did
kid.
You?
So anytime I fight with her, I go, okay, Mommy Dearest. She gets so pissed.
Oh, wow. Jeez.
That's like the biggest insult.
That was like with the lobotomy and stuff, right? When they
Well, no, she like beat her with hangers and shit. Like right. She's a psychopath.
Right.
Yeah. Like, she was an awful mother.
Am I confusing two movies?
Yeah, I think so. Mommy Dearest was like, she had a daughter and she
Yeah, and she abused the shit out of her. Yeah, I remember that. Wow.
So.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. Look, you're in the dating mode right now. I totally am not. I figured I could.
I got lucky.
The last thing I need right now is a woman, to be honest with you.
No.
You know?
I feel like it honestly does make life a little bit
more.
Yeah, like, you don't think, like, because before, it's not like I was looking for him. It's not like I found him on a Bumble and I swiped left or right or whatever the fuck it is that you do. It's just, he just happened to be where I was at and knew the right. person that I was, like, there with. So it kind of worked out. Like, I told him last night, I go, had Lala not been messing with your friend, we would be complete strangers. I wouldn't even know you.
Yeah.
You know? So yeah, it's weird how shit works out like that. But I will say, when you have someone to do random stuff with, it does make it a little bit. Life a little bit more interesting.
Of course.
Even if it
course.
Doesn't last forever.
Right. No, it's cool. I mean, it's always cool to have somebody with you and especially someone you can have sex with, you know. You go on a trail like that, you guys have sex, nobody there.
Right.
It's great.
I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And no, if you can make like a...
But I think I just got used to
being by yourself.
By myself.
But then when you actually find someone, I'm like petrified to be by myself again.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I'm like, no, I'm not ready.
No, I'm not.
I'm not ready.
Hey, I've been on my own since I was 16, you know, so
right.
My parents sent me out here alone. So there you go. You know, I've had several periods of time in my life where I was not in a relationship
right,
at all.
Right.
You know? And look, I mean, everybody's got sort of like their destiny, sort of like, how am I going to describe it? Like the things that happen to you, like, for example, some guys, for example, would probably always have a woman around. Right. In my plot, in my story, in my journey, that never happens. In other words, in my journey, if I don't make the first move, I'm never going to have a woman.
But
that's as simple as that.
I feel like men usually make the first move.
Right. But the thing is, I don't know why it is I'm like the least shy person with everybody.
Right.
I mean, this guy, the owner of the building, you know, of the house that I'm going to get, he said to me, he says, you should be like a real estate agent or something. He says, you're so, it's so nice talking to you and you're really like, you project trust and things like that,
right.
You know, like, so, you know, so I'm saying I have the ability to talk to anybody, but when it comes to someone I want to have something more with, a pretty woman, then I freeze.
Like, you get shy.
Yeah. Hmm. I freeze. And that's because of the rejection. You know, if you get rejected by someone that you don't really, that you're not trying to impress sexually, that at least in my mind, then you can say whatever you want and you're free and loose.
Right.
But I can't be like that with a woman that I would be like, God, I'd like to have her.
Right. I think it's all...
That sucks, right?
It does suck. One, you're getting way too much.
I don't have game.
Well, you need to... It's because you get in your own head.
Yeah.
You think way too much about
right,
it. You just need to go with the flow.
Because at times I did make a move, I actually... You know,
landed
it turned out
it.
Good.
Right. Yeah. So I wouldn't even think about it. If you see someone you like, just go for it. If it doesn't work out, oh, well, on to the next.
Yeah. But then it's like sexual harassment. And then there's like you're afraid just to even look at someone the wrong way today.
I know.
Right.
It's so true. Because you could be like talking to like a fucking psycho bitch.
Right.
Who's like, oh, my God, he spoke to me. He sexually harassed me.
Right. Exactly. He looked at me the wrong way.
Yeah. I mean, I do feel bad for you guys these days and age. Like, it's tough.
Because some people spoil it for the rest of us.
You know? But there are some guys out there that are extreme sexual predators.
Yeah.
you know?
Definitely.
And they make it hard for the rest of the guys that aren't.
I know, man.
Like the cat calling and shit, or mm-hmm. like even yesterday when I was walking across the street to, because the Uber dropped me off on the right side of the road, but his apartment was on the left, so I had to cross the road. And I was wearing a long maxi dress, and I still, like, these truck drivers drove by and were, like, saying the most obscene shit as I'm walking across the street. I'm like, it's, really? Like, so unnecessary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's, like, 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
How rude, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The fact of the matter is I don't recall even one attractive woman on my whole trip.
Oh, my God. That's not good.
I think I can say that safely.
Well, don't you think that's, like, a little bit of a downfall? like I'd be like,
yeah,
not quite sure. I like, if there was no attractive dudes when I went on a trip, I ain't moving to the place.
Yeah,
there should be. I should have seen at least six, even if you're with your wife and kids.
You that part in your life where you would not move to a small town like that.
Hell no.
No, you need the clubbing. You need the action.
Mm-hmm. I don't even necessarily.
But
need the
I don't anymore. I need the sitting, fucking by the thing with a joint and looking at the lake and. Not hearing, I mean, it's a pretty large lake, okay? Houses all around and mm-hmm. stuff. You don't hear a fucking sound. You sit
outside.
That
would freak me out, I think.
I mean, it's so quiet and peaceful.
I mean, peaceful, yeah, for like what? I'd be like, after 5 hours, I'd be like,
No, but you know, you have people over, you sit in the back, even when it rains, and you smoke a joint, and you smoke cigarettes, and you do whatever the fuck you do. And you enjoy yourself. There's a hot tub there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm going to do it.
I mean, I think you should do whatever your heart tells you to do.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think I owe it to myself to at least try. You
yeah,
know?
But I mean, it's just rain. I think you might be depressed if you go out there.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's find
like, it's,
out.
It's different when we get like a day or two of rain here.
Right.
And then if you, were you here? Oh, you weren't here this weekend. We
no,
got
that's what I'm
fucking
saying.
Fucking monsoons here.
You got had, you yeah. got had rain and I had nothing.
For like 2 days. I'm like, what the hell is this? But I didn't want to do shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not even doing anything today. Yeah. It was awful. But it was like crazy. Me and my girl were at the bar Friday night. And it was beautiful out all day.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we're at the bar and we're at an outside bar. They have like the little, like just little teepees covering our
right.
heads. And it was like lightning, thunder. I'm like, what's happening? It's like
really?
The end of the world. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really bad.
And here I was in sunny Oregon.
Yeah. So that's funny. You yeah. missed it because you've been like saying, when is it going to rain?
I know. So then it rains when I'm not here.
It rained Friday and Saturday, and then it was back to normal on Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to get my fill. I mean, I know that people know me as someone who always complains it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
Okay? So it'll be interesting to see if someone like me can actually stand a lot of
yeah.
rain. But look, I can imagine that there are things you don't think about. Just like in places where it snows, right?
Right.
It's a different lifestyle from here, right?
It's horrible.
You get up in the morning, you got to shovel your driveway, whatever.
Heat your car up.
Right. Shit like that.
Put on like 17 layers.
17 layers mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And and brave the elements. So I'm thinking with rain, it's probably the same way. You know, you got to have boots. You got to have like an umbrella all the time. You got to have a hood,
yep.
hoodie or something,
yep.
you know, or whatever. And it's wet everywhere.
Right.
So you can't really do much.
Mm.
Right. I'm trying to picture like a cloudy day. I don't know what the fuck, you know, maybe if you go inland, it gets a little sunny.
Where like in Portland?
In Oregon.
Yeah, yeah.
Portland is a city in Oregon.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. You go, Danielle.
There you go.
Smart ass bitch.
In Portland, Portland is a city.
Portland's like the poppin' one. That's where all the tourists go.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, it's the main city
yeah.
like LA, but much smaller, of course. And and the people are really nice. I mean, I went to dispensaries. They have, I mean, imagine in a small town like this. Okay, it's 7 miles long.
Yeah.
Along the coast. I counted about 10 dispensaries. I mean, there's so many. What the fuck?
Yeah.
You know? And everybody smokes there, you know. So imagine I had a hotel right on the beach. And but where do you smoke weed? You know, where
Is
do you go to
smoke
there?
Weed?
Yeah.
So can't you just smoke like on your balcony then?
No, you can't, because you can't smoke anything on your balcony. They say a non-smoking hotel.
Gotcha.
So not on the balcony. Now, so you got to go outside the hotel. So then you're on the street. So that's what I did. I would fucking walk up and down and smoke and go near the beach and all that shit and just smoke all the time. And then also find different spaces, you know, different places. They call them open spaces, like places that they don't touch, like those trails I went on, the forest. And so it's you know, I mean, they... I started seeing other people smoking too.
Right.
You know, it's like you'd see somebody sitting over there and somebody here. And so I figured everybody smokes, you know?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's very rare these days. I mean, if there's
so many dispensaries for an 8,000 population town,
right,
it tells you that, you know.
There's some people that can't even function without smoking.
Yeah.
Like this guy I'm talking to, he wakes up in the morning, the first thing he does is roll.
First thing he does? Yeah. Wow.
All day long. Even when we drove to Malibu, I think he went through like 3 blunts.
Yeah, wow.
I was like, damn.
Yeah, that's more than me even.
Like, I can't even smoke like half of a joint, and I'm like, hello! Like on a completely different planet.
Yeah, you don't have the tolerance that people just smoke all the time.
Yeah, you know? Like we smoked before we went out to eat that last night, and I was like, oh shit, like I'm very high.
See, that's cool. That's the kind of high that you chase, but you can't get anymore when you smoke all the time.
Yeah, legit. You know? He like tried to give me gummies. I should have gotten you a pack. Next time I go there, I'll bring you a pack.
No, the gummies are not strong enough. Don't bother.
And I just wouldn't take them because I'm good.
Yeah, it's like you have to eat the whole pack to feel something.
Right.
Nah.
No, there's this video online. It makes me laugh just thinking about it. This chick, she filmed herself like taking 2, but like nothing was happening. So she took 2 more. And she's like, people said if you take more than 2, you're going to be like mental. And then it's just like her digress downhill.
Really?
But it's like the funniest shit I've ever seen in my life.
I'd love to see that. So she gradually goes crazy.
Oh my God, but it's so funny.
Really?
It's so, she painted herself green, like made herself the Grinch, but she's like laughing the whole time. And I was like, this is the best video I've ever seen in my life.
Oh God, I miss getting high like that. I know, you get the giggles and you get the munchies.
Yes,
you know?
It was so funny.
Wow.
But I don't get like that when I take edibles. When I take edibles, I literally feel like I'm dying.
Yeah, you want to go to sleep and...
No, I feel like I'm like my heart's racing.
Yeah, it's too much. Look, it's too much. Don't eat it.
I'd rather have a body high.
Yeah.
Or smoke some indica and get that slight body high.
Or a head high, but you don't want to have something that's so strong that stays with you for several hours.
Yeah. No, thank you.
And it only hits you after an hour or two.
Right.
So that's the thing. You think, hey, I'm not feeling anything. Let me have some more. And before you know it, you ate way too much.
Right.
You see, when you smoke, you get the feedback right away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you take a hit, bam, you either feel it or you don't.
Exactly. Exactly.
But God, do they have good weed there, man. And so, you know, I mean, I'm trying to think of something that I wouldn't have there. But like, for example, I lost my phone case and mine has like a clip. So you can't really find these anywhere. So
that's weird.
Yeah, because all the cases are like a regular case, like
right,
yours.
Right.
Yeah. They don't have clip-ons for that. And I find that if I can't clip my phone to my belt or my pants, God, I smoked a lot this trip.
It's all right. It's all good. Ain't no judgment over here.
Yeah, right.
Nope.
I know I've never heard a fucking radio show where the people cough all the fucking time.
Well, who cares?
But there you go. Yeah. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's our radio show, bitches.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you don't pay me a lot to listen to the fucking free show.
Oh wow.
Oh wow. So what was I saying?
So are you like happy to be back in LA? Or are you like
No, I'm happy because look, I mean, family, friends, the show,
yeah,
you know, but I so decompressed, man. I just felt like I was driving slowly. Everything was slow.
I know. I don't know if you'll like that every single
day. I will. I'm telling you.
I don't know. But I will say I need a fucking vacation.
Yeah.
I've been like trying to drop hints every time I hang out with this guy. Like, it would be so nice to like go away.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. The guy with the house told me, he says, once the season gets nice and the weather's nice, everybody will want to come visit you out here.
Right.
So that would be nice. So maybe, you know, 6 months out of the year, I'll have people over, visitors and shit.
Not when it's raining.
No, but the other 6 months.
Yeah, I was like, maybe in the summer.
Yeah, spring and summer, you know. But I don't know. We'll see if I last that long. But it's definitely an adventure.
I think you should go.
I haven't made the decision yet, to be honest with you.
I mean, I think you should definitely sit down and write a piece of paper and do pros versus cons.
Right, I have.
Yeah.
In my head.
No, but write
there's
it
only
down.
One con. Okay, con. Two.
Okay, the con is it's going to rain.
Yeah, it's going to rain, and also I'm going to be away from my family and friends.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big deal, though.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I plan to come visit every few weeks. Because I have a business here.
Look at you.
And I have
not wanting to take flights, and now you're going to be taking them every couple of weeks.
I know. You know what? I actually look forward to the flights. Believe it or not. You see, the way to conquer fear is to do it anyway.
I know. God, yeah.
You got to do it anyway, man. You're afraid to fly? Go and fly.
Ugh.
And then you realize it's not as bad as you think it is, you know?
I hate flying.
I know, but think about it. I mean, the likelihood of something going wrong is very, very low, you know? Think about it. When you get into a car, the chances of something happening are higher.
Like, even on back roads.
Right.
Driving is crazy.
Right, because it could be a million things.
Right.
On a plane, you know, it could be something with the... I mean, the bottom line is you don't hear of planes crashing because of turbulence and things like that, you know? Besides, this line flying from here to there without any weather on the way, it was smooth riding.
Right.
Yeah.
Not when you're 6 months, when you leave it in that rain, though.
Yeah.
I'm just busting your balls.
No, I know. No, hey, you got to think about all these things.
Yeah, you
know?
Do, like, dead ass. Like, I wish that LA was closer to Boston.
Right.
Like, I really do. Like, the 7-hour flight is what kills
me.
Yeah,
that's too much.
It's, like, so long.
Right.
Like, I just don't look forward to, like, being... Like, I obviously miss my dog and my family so much, but then I'm like... Well, I guess I could just prolong it a little longer because 14 hours total on a plane.
Yeah, it's not 7 hours; it's 5 hours.
5 hours. It's 5.5 on the way back, but on the way here,
it's about six.
No, it's seven. It's six and a half hours.
I never flew 7 hours from one coast.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, 110%. And when I flew back in January, the flight was 6.5 hours.
Mm.
I watched six movies, and then I took a oxycodone / a Xanax, and then I don't remember shit.
I know. The 2 hours was probably the limit for me
on
the flight. So that was perfect, you know. But if you just sit back and enjoy it, it's actually nice to fly, you know.
I wanted to tell you that when I was on the wine safari yesterday, the guy was telling me that in Kauai, I think, they have a rum safari.
Oh, really?
So it's the same thing, but you just drink Mai Tais the whole time. But different flavored Mai Tais.
I would have been there if the weather was good time.
I want to go back.
I was going to Kauai.
I want to go back so bad.
Oh, well. All right, so we covered none of the news, which is okay. This is not what the show's about.
Well, let's just talk about Stormy Daniels. Her case got dismissed.
Oh, really?
Against Trump.
Oh, because I totally was disconnected from the news for a week.
Yeah, so her defamation of character case was dismissed by the judge.
Ah.
But then he went live on his Twitter like an idiot and called her horse face. So now she's suing him again.
Oh, my God. For what, though? I mean, that's just an insult. You can't sue someone for insulting you. What the fuck?
I would be sued by everybody.
Yeah.
Like, I insult so many people on a regular basis. I would be fucked.
All right, folks. And on that note, we're going to wrap up for today. Danny, thank you. It's nice have you back.
I know.
Nice, everybody, to tune back into us. And love you all. See you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.